Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. You know, I don't know where I get and how I get half the stuff I get in the mail. It's kind of fun. Somebody will just say, well, a friend of mine told me that you had this folk show and I'm taking the risk and hope you air my stuff. Somebody else will say, we saw it on the internet and we kind of checked out what you play and we think that maybe your show is the kind of thing we'd like to have our own stuff played on. Sometimes people say, you know, we couldn't find anybody else to play our stuff, so we're hoping that you do. And so I don't know. I don't know where this group Crow in the Canyon came from. I don't know how I got this, but I did, and I like it. And I don't know much about them. They do a version of Gentle on My Mind, and they do some great old folk songs here, Crow in the Canyon. And then after that, I do know about this one. This is from the Birdworks record label out of Lafayette. And this is coming up after Crow in the Canyon, Jesse Mills and Emily Miller. Now, they got down into L.A. They do a lot of honky-tonk, and they're involved in other country bands and roots bands. But there's a fella down in L.A. who wants to preserve certain kinds of music with roots things going on in that music. And he owns a ranch out there. I think the ranch is called Deep End, and he's doing a whole series of music preservation type albums. This is volume 2 of the Deep End sessions, and Jesse Mills and Emily Miller, fiddle and guitar and all kinds of stuff going on here. And they are very, very, very good, and they work with each other quite a bit in these various bands. He plays guitar and sings, and he sometimes plays fiddle. She plays fiddle and sings, and they do a lot of cool stuff. But first, Crow in the Canyon, and I don't know much about them, but I like them. And this is called From Brooklyn to Milwaukee. Crow in the Canyon, here we go. Here we go on Inland Folk. Inland Folk, the second hour, yes, indeed.
So I've saved enough to get out of town, away from all the city's deafening sounds, out into the open road where I will shed this heavy load. Come the break of dawn, I'll hit the ground, westward bound. 1,000 miles to grandma's house I go, a solitary journey this I know. I'm hoping that this open space will somehow help to erase the storm that you dragged in those months ago. I never fade. How do you tell if you've done the best you can? until you turned this right all wrong. I'd never been so happy for so long. So I'll put on my toughest mask and finish this Olympic task on your behalf while echoes of your song cheer me on. Brooklyn to Milwaukee, thinking about your wrongdoing. Then I'll take the right course by staying with you. No denying this thing's the best that either one of us has going. So I say we may as well try.
Pages of time kept right on. It's knowing that your door is always open. Your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and thoughts, the ink stains that are dried. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. Keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and I'm planning on the columns that defines me. Or something that somebody said, cause they thought we fit together walking. It's knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving. Walk along some railroads I can find. But you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind.
Goodness, Dan Larson and Lee Jones and Austin Cottlebond and Miles Berry all together, they're Crow in the Canyon. And because Un Jong Shin is here, she rocks. She looked it up, did all the stuff. This is a Portland-based band, actually, with a lot of eclectic things going on. They come from all over the country, and they kind of met in Portland and created this Crow in the Canyon thing. I do not know who sent me this, but this is pretty amazing. And Portland is becoming like a pretty creative little town full of stuff musically, and it's not a very little town anymore, but very creative folks coming out of that whole Portland scene, Crow in the Canyon. And in that set also, yes indeed, we had Jesse Mills and Emily Miller played the Roving Gambler. I'm a roving gambler. I gambled all around. We're going to play Come All Ye Roving Gamblers in a little bit, but we have one more from Crow in the Canyon, and then we'll just keep going. We're going to shift gears, and in a little while, get some Mark Knopfler in here. But here's one more from Crow in the Canyon, this wonderful little little kind of mellow little band doing some pretty good stuff. That was a pretty good version of John Hartford's old classic Gentle on My Mind, wasn't it? Yes, it was.
I believe in singing. I believe our voices ring on above. I believe in being kind to the ones that you don't love. Keep room in your heart for the things you don't believe. Keep room in your heart for the ones that you leave. We give and we are giving. That's how it all goes down. Fill your heart with what you can and try to stick around. Sing a song to another. Sing a song to the moon we could be leaving soon. I believe this body will wither and fade. I believe that our souls are already saved. I try and keep my distance from the ones who claim to know. Those who don't bow and wonder to every flake. We give and we are giving. That's how it all goes down. Fill your heart with what you can and try to stick around. Sing a song to another. Sing a song to the moon we could be leaving soon.
pockets are all empty, and not a friend can be found. Well, it's all
come all you roving gamblers. That's about as old-timey and traditional sounding as you can get. Jesse Mills and Emily Miller from the Deep End Sessions, Volume 2. And that came out of Birdworks Records. Those folks are real nice. That label's out of Lafayette, Louisiana. And they do all kinds of roots stuff. And they're working with the Hearth Music folks out of Seattle. And those guys do all kinds of root stuff. And they get involved in a lot of Canadians doing root things, the Romeros and folks like that, and this whole network. And if you want to pick up some of these CDs that we're playing, because it's not like you're going to find New Blue or the Rail Splitters or Crow in the Canyon or any of those folks, you're not going to find them in your local record store. Oftentimes, these folks don't even have enough of the quote-unquote commercial distributorship to make that happen. So you need to start looking into things like, you could go Amazon. Amazon's cool. They probably have it. And if Amazon doesn't have it, you might want to go to CD Baby and see if they have it. I'll bet you CD Baby has Crow in the Canyon, Portland-based, and CD Baby is Portland-based. And CD Baby's a little cooler outfit because they're more about giving the artist as much money as they can possibly give them. CD Baby kind of works on a shoestring budget, but they do it right, and their concern is much more about the artists than is Amazon. Amazon's just all about the amount of product. And so, you know, Crow in the Canyon CD is right there next to somebody's newly upholstered couch. So Amazon's cool, and it probably has better resources maybe, but CD Baby is right up there. So if I were you, for these folky things, go to CD Baby first and check all of that out. And that's not a promotion thing. That's just informing you all as listeners exactly the best way to try and get some of this stuff. Alrighty. Okay, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Take a break because we have to. And we need to take a break and let you know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. Eunjung Shin in the studio, looking things up, kicking back, stretching out to her full 5'4", leaning back, and looking at the internet. All right, we're going to be right back. You just hold your horses because we are coming back for lots, lots, lots more music. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
You're in for a sunny weekend, although due to the wildfires around the region, you can expect to see areas of smoke. Today there will be highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, the Palouse 78, Lewis Clark Valley 84. And tonight will be cool and clear from clouds, but still hazy. Lows will be in the mid-40s to the lower 50s.
Dobie Bill, he went a-riding through the canyon in the glow of a quiet summer's evening. He wasn't riding slow, riding easy on the Pinto that he dearly loved to straddle, with his six-gun and sombrero that was wider than his saddle. As he's riding, he's a-humming of a simple little song that's a-booming through the cactus as he's galloping along. Well, I've rid from San Antonio through the mesquite and the sand. I'm a rarin', flarin' bucko, not afraid to play my hand. I am a rootin', shootin' demon, and I have my little fun on my pinto named Apache and Adolphus. That's my gun. Now straight to Santa Fe he drifted, and he mills around the town, kind of getting of his bearings as he pours the liquor down. But he's watching, always watching, every hombre in the place, like he's maybe kind of looking for some certain hombre's face. Then one day he wanders careless to the place of Monty Sam, and he does a little playing like he doesn't give a damn. All at once it's hushed and quiet, like the calm before the blow. All the playing is slowed and nervous, and the drinking is stopped and slowed. At the bar, a man is standing, sneering as his glances lay. Like a challenge, he did fling him, daring Bill for to make his play. Two Gun Blake, the Texas killer, hated, feared, wherever known, stood and drank his glass of mezcal with assurance all his own. Then the stare of Blake the killer hit the glance of Dobie Bill, and they held each one the other with a steel of looks that kill. And the tones of Blake came slowly with a sneer in every word, "Well, you found me." But the other gave no sign he'd saw or heard. Then Bill arose so slowly, he advanced with a steady pace, and he grinned and quick as lightning slapped the killer right in the face. "Shoot you, snake," he whispered hoarsely, "shoot you, lily-livered cur. Oh, you was always strong for killing, now I'm here to shoot for her." Some there was that say they saw it as the killer he tried to draw, but there's no one knows for certain just exactly what he saw. I will admit that the shooting started quick as Blake had made his start. Then a brace of bullets hit him, fair and certain, right through the heart. Well, his gun hand, it was a-reachin' for the gun he'd get too late, with the notches on it showing like the vagaries of fate. And standing there above him with a grin upon his face, Bill said, "Nell, I've kept my promise. I have made that scoundrel pay." Then Dobie Bill, he went a-riding through the canyon in the glow of a quiet summer's evening. He wasn't riding slow, riding easy on the Pinto that he dearly loved to straddle, with his six-gun and sombrero that was wider than his saddle. And as he's riding, he's a-humming of a simple little song that's a-booming through the cactus as he's galloping along. Well, I've rid from San Antonio through the mesquite and the sand. I'm a raring, flaring bucko, not afraid to play my hand. I am a rootin', shootin' demon, and I have my little fun on my pinto named Apache and Adolphus. That's my gun.
Oh, Dolby Bill. Dolby Bill, traditional cowboy ballad. Yes, indeed. From Art Theme, the late Art Theme. And as best we can, if we're not doing reruns and things, we will do an Art Theme song once a show to commemorate this incredible deal, who this person who's the real deal, who is what folk music really is all about. Art Theme. There's just no getting around it. And it's not the direction that most of us go, but it's the direction in a lot of ways, if we really are considerate and concerned and appreciate the kind of music that we're trying to promote in all ways. This root stuff, this thing goes back, and Art Theme was the one who did it the best. So there you go. From the album, That's the Ticket, Dolby Bill. Mark Knopfler just came out with a brand new album called Trackers. It was released last spring. And I have a feeling it was the rest of the sessions that were part of the Privateering album. Phil Cunningham is on this album. John McCusker, a bunch of folks who were really instrumental in Celtic music. Tim O'Brien is on this album as well. Mark Knopfler, the genius guitarist and songwriter from Great Britain. I think he's from Northumberland, actually. Mark Knopfler. And so this is from the album Trackers, and it's called Rivertown.
At night, get some grub and drink a beer, maybe go down the line. These chips will take your money, shake a young man down. It's the same in every one of these sorry river towns. River towns, sorry river towns. Sorry, river towns, river towns. Pick me up a bottle back to the room, and I saw a young girl standing in a doorway in the gloom. We'd hardly started talking the old scenario, and I just let her work me over down by the Ohio. River towns, sorry river towns, river towns. Sorry, River Towns, River Towns. day. She was down my stairs so quick, I never asked what got her started with the sawyer in her trees. So I get the bottle open, but something's hit a nerve, and I'm looking in the mirror at the face that I deserve. River Thames, sorry River Thames, River Thames. Ooh, River Thames, sorry River Thames. Takes you down to her place near the river. You can see the boats go by and you can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy and that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked out on the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. Yes, and when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the seas freed them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, 'cause he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you beside the water, and she's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun
pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. She shows you where to look between the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed. There are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. You want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you can trust her, 'cause she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
North Carolina, about red dirt and pine needles and turpentine, something called tomato wine, pellagra, I don't sitting side by each copper coil cup of Georgia beach down old copper line. Half a mile down to Morgan Creek, I'm only living till the end of the week. Hercules and a hog nose snake down on copper line. Take me down on copper.
top of life. Warm summer night, top of life. Slip away past supper time. Wood smoke, moonshine, yeah, down on copper line. One time I saw my daddy dance. Watched him moving like a man in a trance. He brought it back from the war in France, down on copper line. French water and tomato wine, creosote and turpentine, sour mash and new moonshine, down on copper line. Take me down on copper line. First kiss ever I took, stole a page from a romance book. The sky opened and the earth shook, down on copper line. Walk me down. How to hold on tight. Pray for love enough to last all night, down on copper line. Day breaks and the boy wakes and the dog barks and the bird sings and the sap rises and the angel sighs. Yeah. I try to go back as if I could. All spec house and plywood, tore up good, down on copper line. Doesn't come as a surprise to me, never touched my memory. While I'm lifting up, rising free, down on copper line. Half a mile down to Morgan Creek, I'm only living till the end of the week. Hercules and a hog-nosed snake, down on copper line, on copper line. We were down on copper line. Oh, down on copper line. Take me back down on copper line. Lay me down on copper
in for a break job, be ready in a while. Something about the waitress made me think about your smile. I tip her a 10 spot and I try to read her name. I'm just an old long hauler, a grinder at the game. Heaven knows the highways since we've been apart, but my heart don't feel like leaving, or you won't leave my heart. Now and then I might take a little something for pain. But there's nothing much for heartache, and my heart has never changed. Never changed. no more rough and tumble down Highway 199. Nothing lasts forever. I just miss it sometimes. She comes to pour more coffee, but it's time to see more world. Pick up my check and keys and go and pay the girl. My mind's in hell's half acre and the room's a long exchange. And the scenes are always shifting, but my heart has never changed. My heart has never changed.
Heart has never changed, Mark Knopfler. Probably, it's probably fairly true, Mark Knopfler. Bonus track, So Is 38 Special, which we also played from this album called Trackers. There are two versions of it, and one is a 12-track, I think it's an 11-track version. And the other one is a 15-track version, and it's got bonus tracks, and they charge you a lot more money for it. Kind of ridiculous. Just put out a 15-track album. There's no such thing as an album that's too long. If it's too long, you're bored, you shouldn't have gotten it in the first place. Or if it's too long, you can always shut it off. There's no such thing as an album that's too long. Just shut it off. Start where you left off. The Rankin family in the background. Dun Jiang Shin sitting back and talking to me about all kinds of stuff. Musically oriented and other things that are really interesting. But she's doing the playlists. And, I'm your host, Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk, and we still have an hour to go. We have some Kate Rusby coming up. We have some ferry boat musicians. We have Karen Dalton, and we have a bunch of other stuff. So you just hang on, because we've got lots more music for you. And we have a calendar and everything, although it's kind of a short one, but it's a good calendar. Hang on, all right, because we're coming back. Inland Folk's production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.